I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back to our top story today, Syria and the wait for a possible U.S. strike there following an alleged chemical attack by the Syrian government last week. Nasser Wadadi has a unique perspective on the story. He's outreach director for the American Islamic Congress, and he spent the past 2.5 months on the Turkey-Syria border, working with Syrians on a conflict resolution project funded by the U.S. State Department.
On the day of the chemical attack, we're holding a workshop on nonviolent conflict resolution. And the goal of the workshop is to prevent revenge and retaliatory violence at the end of any conflicts. And when the news broke out, it was a watershed moment.
What was the reaction?
Visceral, because the anger was directed not only at the Assad regime, but at the international community, because they've been abandoned to their fate facing Assad with very little help from the outside. What was really interesting to observe is that even though that we in the outside world are preoccupied with whether the United States and the allies will be bombing the Assad regime or not, Syrians don't believe a word of it.
Why not?
Because they've had two years and a half of promises and deadlock. Then at the end of the day, and actually there was a Syrian who told me this specific sentence, when I see it, I'll believe it.
Nasser, you met many, many Syrians on the border, from refugees to rebel fighters. There were two soldiers of the Free Syrian Army whom you did not immediately identify as being with the Free Syrian Army. They made quite an impression on you. Tell me about them.
These were university students when the revolution started and ended up graduating to filming and covering events on their cell phones, then their laptops, and then all of a sudden they started showing up on satellite channels. And I asked them, so were there times that you got involved in the fighting, even though that you're a journalist? They were like, absolutely. There were more than one occasion that I had to drop the camera and pick up the gun, because at that point we were surrounded and that was the only choice that we had.
Well, it sounds like they've got dual roles, that they're activist journalists, but they're also activist fighters.
When they have to be fighters, they will be fighters. These are kids who did their military service. Syria has compulsory military service. One of them, 24-year-old, I mean, this is a kid like probably by his looks belongs more in Miami Beach than where he comes from in Syria, with tattoos on the side and a ponytail. He got the tattoos thinking that's going to get him out of the draft. However, his father beat the hell out of him. And then they signed him up to the Air Force Intelligence Service. And then he was released, and then he was drafted again. He refused to go. There were already army officers who defected. And he joined the first cell of these guys, which later became a full fighting brigade. And this kid right now is a battalion deputy commander. What is quite remarkable about these kids is that when you sit down with them, you would never imagine that these guys come from a war zone. But the moment you bring that up, it's as if some invisible switch turns on and they completely change.
And they just start talking.
And they just start talking, at first reluctantly. But then what was interesting is that their hatred, implacable hatred of the regime, is equaled only by the one they have for the Al-Qaeda affiliate groups. They were initially seen as guns that gonna fight Assad. But once they started setting up shop in their areas and trying to impose the rules and way of life, then things turned very sour. And as a matter of fact, one of the most undertold stories out of Syria today is the extent of the local and the popular backlash against these groups.
Nasser Wadadi, civil rights activist and outreach director for the American Islamic Congress. He recently spent several months on the Turkish and Syrian border working on a grassroots conflict resolution project sponsored by the State Department. Nasser, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.